Now, please welcome our special guest. She stars in the new Broadway show Waitress, and you know her as Brooke So-So on Orange is the New Black. It's Kimiko Glenn. Welcome, Kimiko.
Hi.
Now, you got into the biz early. Age 10, you had your first acting job.
Yeah, I was kind of a crazy kid. I did a lot of creating skits and singing really loudly around the house. And so my parents were like, maybe let's focus your energy in a way that's productive. And so they asked if I wanted to audition for a musical, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. And I was like, yeah, 10-year-old, you know, super excited. And I got the role of Dopey.
Dopey? That doesn't seem like, if you're energetic, spastic, running around kid, they give you Dopey?
I don't know. I think it was because I was the smallest one.
Aww.
I was very small as a kid. I had to take growth hormones and stuff. I was really small.
Did you really take growth hormones?
Yeah, I did. And then after a certain point, after a certain amount of years, I was like, I don't want to anymore. I'm fine being short. And so here I am.
So skipping ahead, you audition for Orange is the New Black. You get the call to audition, you get the part, and you are on set within, like, what, 36 hours?
Yeah, it was really quick. I mean, I was in the middle of watching the show. When I got the audition, I was like, oh my gosh, this would be such a cool show to be on. I would never be on it. I mean, look at me. Like, I'm not badass or, you know, like scary in any way. So I went in the next morning. I got it pretty late in the day. It was 9 pages. I was only trying to spit the words out because I was so nervous. And then the next day at noon, I got the call that I had to be on set at 6 a.m.
Like, how did you even have time to get into character?
You know, I took the earnestness, my natural earnestness, I guess, and I just went in. I mean, the experience itself sort of paralleled her experience was, which is being thrown into an experience where I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know what it's like to be in prison. I also, like, hadn't done television before. So I was a little like, oh my God. And you know, when you get there, for about 3 months, I think people thought I was an extra. Because I was so quiet, I was so shy, and I would just kind of sit there, and people would look at me like, who is that person? And finally, after I had enough scenes with enough people, they were like, okay, all right. Okay, you're cool.
So you would go to the craft table to get some food, and they sort of eye you like, hey.
What number are you? I'm like, no, I play Brooke.
And how is the, everyone says that the cast is like a big family, and everyone's really supportive to each other. Did you find that right from the start, or was it take a while? You were the new kid?
Well, I mean, I was shy, and that's partly my fault. I mean, I didn't go up to people and introduce myself because I was so intimidated. I mean, it's like a cast full of people I admire, and it's weird seeing them out of costume and then go into costume and see them in life in costume. It's really like jarring. Yeah, eventually once I started getting a little more confident and, you know, they started writing more for me, I'm like, I think I'm going to be around for a while, so maybe I should tell people my name.
The first day on set, you didn't know how long you were sticking around at all.
I had sort of an idea. They were like, definitely like 3 episodes.
Okay.
And then from there, I think they got my vibe a bit and had more for me to do. They're like, oh, she's good at talking a lot. We'll just keep that. You know? And she'll be that person.
Because Brooke talks incessantly. Everyone finds her pretty annoying.
Yes. I hope this next season that she has some friends. Because it'd be nice for her to have a conversation with someone at some point and not just be like shut down all the time.
And she also, well, she had that period in the show where she was smelly because she refused to shower. Mm-hmm. Brooke's idea was everyone should get used to their own natural body odors.
Yeah, you know, she's a hippie, kind of a free spirit.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you do any method acting to prepare yourself for
you know,
that?
You know, I actually kind of did. I know. It sounds gross. I didn't not shower. I just experimented with not using antiperspirant and saw how that went. I mean, like, I used deodorant. Well, I did. There was a line in there that I actually don't know if it made the cut. Where you put some like lemon juice, you like spritz some lemon juice under your armpit, and I tried that, and it doesn't work.
Okay.
It doesn't work. That ended quickly. I tried lavender oil, and that works a lot better. Not in the summer.
Right.
I would say use antiperspirant. I'm using it now. Okay. Thank you.
So you've done television, mm-hmm. but now Broadway.
Broadway.
In Waitress.
Yeah.
And you play a waitress named Dawn.
Dawn.
Can you tell us a little bit about this character?
Yeah, she's kind of a weirdo. She's a little odd. She's a history buff. She has a turtle collection.
Not live turtles, little...
No, but live turtles.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And she just likes things a particular way. She doesn't like to stray outside of her box. She eats TV dinners every night. And, you know, she does her waitressing thing. She goes home. She has her little routine, and she doesn't like to step outside of that. But throughout the show, you kind of see her being pushed to do that. And it's exciting and fun to play, because she meets someone, and it's a really fun someone equally as weird as her.
Okay, so she meets her soul mate.
Her soul weirdo, yeah.
Her soul weirdo.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I want to meet my soul weirdo. I mean, is it nice to return to theater?
Yeah, it's nice. Every night, it's a little more ritualistic. You can kind of work towards mastering a performance versus, like, there's so many times when I would come home after I would shoot and be like, I should have done that. That would have been really funny or really cool. But, you know, I would have some regrets at the end of the day. But with theater, I feel like you can always find those moments. And I like the repetition of it because it's not the same every time.
Now, you've mentioned in many interviews that you have a deep love for Celine Dion.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why? How did you become a Celine Dion fan?
That was the first album I ever got. When I was 5 years old, I got Falling Into You, the White Album.
Yeah. The White Album.
Yeah. And I memorized every song and every riff that she did, and every I imitated it to the death because I was just obsessed with her. I just thought she was brilliant.
Okay, well, you know what? You are going to love the little challenge we've cooked up for you. Are you into taking an Ask Me Another challenge, Kimiko?
Yes, let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
Kimiko Glenn, everybody. So given your love of Celine Dion, Jonathan Colton and I are actually going to do dramatic readings of Celine Dion lyrics.
Okay.
It's lyrics of songs that she made famous.
Okay.
And your challenge is just to identify the song.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And if you decide that you should sing the name of the song, that would be acceptable.
Okay. All right.
And if you have trouble, we actually have multiple choices.
Okay,
to
great.
Help you out.
Okay.
And if you do well enough, you will win and Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. If you lose, much like the movie Titanic, we will take a Rubik's Cube and throw it into the ocean, and we will never see it again.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. This is your first dramatic reading.
All right.
Far across the distance and the spaces between us.
My heart will go on. Wow.
That was an amazing impression. I feel like you had the vibrato or whatever that is in her voice kind of nailed it. All right. I enjoy.
But when you touch me like this.
When you whisper like that, it was that long ago. Yeah. All coming back to me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can name that Celine Dion song in two words.
That was It's All Coming Back to Me Now. You saw the best thing there was in me, lifted me up when I couldn't reach.
You gave me faith because you believe I'm everything I am because you love me.
Yeah! You know, sometimes people come on and they're like, hey, I'm really into this thing, and then we put them in a quiz and they're like, maybe I don't know that much about it. But... in this case.
These aren't that hard. I was a little nervous you were going to go for some of the more
obscure. Okay, well, you have three more.
Oh, geez. Okay, all right. Okay, let's see.
Always thought of keeping your heart next to mine, but now that seems so far away. Don't know how love could leave without a trace. Where do silent hearts go?
Where does my heart beat now?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, as I'm going through these lyrics and thinking about these songs, Celine Dion has some codependency problems, I feel.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I didn't notice as a kid. But
no, of course not, because you're just like, it's just about love and fun songs.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Celine.
I think you'll know this one. Okay. We're heading for something. Somewhere I've never been. Sometimes I am frightened, but I'm ready to learn.
Oh my gosh, it's all in my head. It's on the tip of my tongue. Say it again. Oh my gosh. I know it. I know it.
We're heading for something somewhere I've never been. Sometimes.
I've never been. Sorry, I know it, but I just can't. I can't find the hook.
Sometimes I am frightened, but I'm ready to learn.
Frightened, but I'm ready to learn for the power of love.
Kimiko, you nailed that.
Yes!
You got every last one
right.
It was too easy for you, but you performed it in a way.
Avid Celine Dion fan.
You might be Celine Dion.
I might be her.
I've never met her. I don't know where she is right now. You could be her instead.
I know that is the biggest compliment.
That was incredible. Thank you for playing our game. You won an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube, so congratulations.
Yes! Rubik's Cube!
Big hand for our guest, Kimiko Glenn. If you, like Celine Dion, don't want to be all by yourself anymore, come be on our show. Go to amatickets.org to find out how to take our contestant quiz. And coming up, we'll figure out who's been editing their own Wikipedia pages, and we'll put our own production of Roger's Thesaurus, the musical. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.